from Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's president and opposition leaders sign a deal to end the crisis. In Somalia, multiple deaths as al-Qaeda militants attack Mogadishu. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Ukraine's president and three opposition leaders signed a deal Friday to end the political crisis that erupted in violence this week, leaving scores dead. The agreement's provisions include returning to the 2004 constitution, which would decrease the powers of the presidency and increase those of the parliament, setting up a national unity government within 10 days and holding an early presidential election later this year. The deal was signed after President Viktor Yanukovych bowed to opposition pressure and announced he would hold early elections, form a coalition government, and make constitutional changes. More on this story at voanews.com. Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Somalia launched a major attack Friday on the presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing at least 17 people, including a senior official. The country's president was not harmed. VOA's Gabe Josselow reports the attack comes as Somali and African Union forces plan new operations against the group.
Security officials say the assailant wore military uniforms to gain access. The chief of staff to Somalia's prime minister was among those killed. The Al-Shabaab militant group has claimed responsibility. United Nations envoy to Somalia, Nick Kaye, speaking to VOA from London, said he received a phone call from Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed shortly after the attack.
The president told me of two vehicle bombs exploding outside the rear gate, one shortly after the other, and then armed attackers entering, trying to enter the Villa Somalia complex, possibly up to about 15 or so armed attackers.
A message on the official Twitter account for the Somali presidency thanked AU forces and the Somalia National Army for stopping the attack. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Nairobi.
U.S. President Barack Obama is hosting exiled Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, at the White House on this Friday, despite a stern warning from China. The White House said late Thursday that Mr. Obama is meeting the Dalai Lama in his capacity as a respected religious and cultural leader. A statement said the U.S. supports the Dalai Lama's so-called middle way approach of neither assimilation nor independence for Tibetans in China. China's foreign ministry quickly urged the U.S. to cancel the meeting. Spokeswoman Hua Chunying warned of serious diplomatic repercussions. The U.N. Human Rights Office says it is alarmed at the reported spike in executions in Iran since the beginning of the year. The office says at least 80 people have been executed, but some reports put that figure as high as 95. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says most executions in Iran are for drug-related offenses. Spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani says these crimes are non-lethal and as such do not meet the international law standard of most serious crimes for which the death penalty can be applied.
We have made our concerns known to the government, privately and in public. And there were some encouraging signs last year where political prisoners were released.
The UN office reports at least 500 people were executed in 2013, including 57 in public. However, some sources think that figure may be as high as 625. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Elderly North and South Korean relatives separated for six decades by the Korean War are spending more time getting reacquainted during a second day of emotional reunions. The two Koreas remain in a technical state of war following their 1950s conflict. However, the 82 South Koreans and 180 North Koreans spent the first part of Friday in their hotel rooms at the North Scenic Mount Kumgang Resort. Seems like a storyline from a movie. Authorities accuse Ferrari-driving multimillionaire of running murderous mafia-style crime network. But in China, that story is real. Chinese prosecutors say mining tycoon Liu Han ran a gang that racked up nine murders as it bribed and blackmailed its way to billions of dollars in assets. The group allegedly did business in energy, real estate, and mining. It had been operating since 1993. Athletes from Italy and Germany have tested positive for drugs in the first announced doping cases at the Sochi Olympics. Italy's Olympic Committee said bobsledder William Furlani has been kicked out of the Sochi Games. A German Ski Federation official said that an athlete did not test positive for the blood EPO, but for stimulant, sometimes found in the nutritional supplements. The name was not given. In competition Friday, Ukraine edged out Russia to win gold in the women's team biathlon relay. On this and more stories, visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News in Washington.